Welcome to Forgotten Women, the feminist podcast that brings history to life. We are celebrating women who rebelled, protested, and campaigned for social justice in 20th century Britain. So many activists, especially self-identifying women and non-binary folks, have been missed out of the history books, and we want to change that. Working with Bishopsgate Institute, we have delved into their archives to create these podcasts. Each of our episodes are recorded live in front of a studio audience, and each episode covers a different moment in history. This episode explores the 2017 Women's March and the Women of Greenham's protest. Make Noise by Gulirana Mir.
I'm not angry. I'm
frustrated.
Disappointed.
Tired.
Confused.
Bewildered.
Ashamed.
Raging.
Vengeful.
Oh, fuck it. I am angry.
Angry? Because after 100 years, it's still not right, is it? I'm angry because we focus on that number, when really, it's a lot less for most of us.
I'm angry because one woman is dead every 3 days. A victim of domestic abuse. Killed in her own home by her own partner. Relieved of a life that was never truly her own. The fear she must have felt is so crippling to consider. I can't even begin to imagine what it was like to actually live.
I'm angry, not only because the gender pay gap still exists, but because some people have the audacity to deny its very existence.
Because, calm down, dear. Because, female.
Because people are still trying to tell me what I should do with my own body.
Because of beach body season.
Because of gatekeepers and the old boys club.
Because of the price of tampons. You know, if men needed them, they'd hand them out for free at every street corner.
Because boys will be boys, but girls just have to suck it up when we're called sluts.
Or whore.
Or fat bitch.
Or
prick teeth.
Or.
I am angry because I still have to do shit like this. Because people still aren't listening.
Because, hello, I literally just said that.
Because white is still the default.
Because neurotypical is our only focus.
Because there's no space for disability.
Because who is universal credit actually helping?
Because focusing on heteronormativity is narrow-minded.
Because gender is fluid.
Because difference is still not celebrated.
Because no one is illegal.
Because people in this country are starving.
We used to rule the world, but now we can't even feed our own.
Because we still don't know how to be nice to each other.
I am neither mother nor mistress.
I am not asking for it.
I am not an object.
I politely ask that you keep your hands to yourself. I politely ask that you keep your hands to yourself. I politely ask that you keep your fucking hands to yourself, or I will not be responsible for what happens next.
I stand in solidarity with the 1 in 5.
To put that into perspective, that's 3 girls in every average state school classroom to have been assaulted.
I stand in solidarity with the 5% of the UK's population in prison, 48% of whom committed their offence to support their drug use of someone else, and with the other 48% who will re-offend on leaving.
With those that have been coerced or trafficked, and instead of finding freedom or offered rehabilitation, continue to suffer because justice.
I refuse to allow my anatomy to dictate my role in society or blame my hormones for the way you perceive my passion.
I'm sick of hearing,
"When's the baby coming?"
I'm sick of having to modify my behaviour to allow for men who are unable to control themselves.
No, I won't put on a longer dress.
No, I won't let him down gently.
No, I won't act like a lady.
No. I won't stay silent when I see injustice,
for I am not free while any woman is unfree, even when her shackles are different to my own.
For that's the beauty in sisterhood. For that's the beauty in humanity. For that's what we've been fighting for 100 years now, and more, isn't it?
So allow my anger. Feel my rage. It's plenty justified.
You can either join me
or make space for my voice.
But don't you dare try to silence me or belittle me.
Or blame my attitude on misguided politics.
Because I am angry and I will make myself known.
Women's rights to human rights, women's rights to human rights, women's rights to human rights, women's rights to human rights.
just how it goes. I mean, look at how little we've progressed since the 1900s.
I think she meant right now. We've been waiting to move for 2 hours. There's nothing on the BBC website about the protest.
Typical bias.
See? People say that, but I'm not so sure.
My mate works for the BBC, says it's full of liberals. She's a raging Tory, so don't know if the whole bias thing is actually real.
Mate, the bias, the racism, the callousness, it's all systemic.
Right?
Jen Vance has got to go!
We're moving!
Thank God for that. Thought my toes were going to drop off. Oh. And there we go. That's enough moving for today.
How are we expected to make a statement when no one knows we're here? We're meant to be taking back the streets.
Told you we shouldn't have stopped for coffee.
Now we're stuck at the bar.
No one's moving. It's all very meta. We're stagnating in the cause and our current situation is very reflective of that.
Hey, watch it. We're all in this together.
Some women.
Love your sign, doll.
Thanks.
Keep up the good fight.
You too. Oh, some women.
This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
A buttload of people drinking Pret a Manger and making up rhymes.
All right, Debbie Downer.
Those women are so absurd. Running around with crotches on their heads makes them appear totally stupid.
It's just, I thought it would be more, you know.
More what?
Direct action.
You know what that means, right? Sorry, I forgot my truncheon. No direct action for me.
The police use truncheons.
This isn't Occupy Wall Street, Em. No one's living in tents anymore.
Well, maybe they should be. Maybe we should all be up in the ante, really, because God knows the orange-faced twat warrants it.
Oh, come on. Can you imagine what the media would say if we went all anonymous right now? Pulled out a bunch of pipe bombs and held them around.
The Daily Fail will find a way of tearing this down anyways. Just you wait.
Maybe everyone there just so happened to be on their periods at the same time. I mean, the female demonstration was a complete disgrace. If these so-called women are the examples for our upcoming new generation, well, the country's in a lot of trouble.
They shouldn't do. It's not like we're being angry. This is very civilised.
What's wrong with being angry?
It's not that it's wrong. Just frowned upon, stiff upper lip and all that.
Although that's probably what got us into this mess in the first place.
Where do I turn in my female membership card? I'm done.
TfL strikes all the time. No one calls them angry.
Yeah, but...
NHS workers.
To be fair, the press weren't kind to them either.
I feel like striking is different to protest.
Is it though?
Oh, I don't know.
All I know is that I'm unhappy with the state of affairs and I want everyone else that feels the same to express it.
Well, this woman's revolution will only last till the next period.
That's why we're here.
Not sodding moving.
Women, they just whine and blame others.
You don't think we protest too much these days?
No. There's always some sort of march or strike or something going on.
Yeah, and it's usually shouted down, especially if it's not industrial action. Can we reclaim the word angry?
Make noise!
I feel like people say it as an insult, but I kind of want to use it as a fuel.
We've lost the art of protest.
Oh, let's not give this revolution any more time now.
It's almost like all the... What do you call that lot? The old ones who...
Baby boomers?
Yeah, the baby boomers. All they cared about was appeasing the patriarchy and popping out babies.
Yep, and now we're all fucked and no one will take us seriously.
Millennials? Millennials don't know the half of it.
Oh, look at them, discovering devices.
Yes, about time too. I didn't spend 8 years.
That's right, blame us for everything. Wish I could do that.
Oh no, that takes me back.
Oh, Oh, it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
A good old stretch of the lungs.
What is that sound?
That is the sound of solidarity.
Echoes of forgotten women.
Oh, and reclaiming the streets.
It is the sound of Greenham.
What?
You don't know Greenham? Child, do you have some learning to do?
We are gentle, angry people, and we are singing, singing for our lives. We are gentle, angry people, and we are singing, singing for our lives.
There is not just one story of Greenham Common.
Every little helps. Give what you can. Keep the movement going.
We are doing things for ourselves.
There's hot tea and fiddles.
Between us, we have whatever we need.
Tis a very gentle action because we are concerned about everyone.
You can't be here. Oi! You hear me? Can't be here. This is your first warning. This is your second warning. This is your final warning. I will shoot. Can I shoot her?
There's not just one story of Greenham Common. It's about femininity. My daughter. Your children. Weakness. Our dream.
It's about how power works. Evictions. Police. Margaret Thatcher. Direct action. The military. Violence. Hierarchy. It's about the mud. The maggots. The pig shit. The end. The nights. The gates. The tents. The fence.
It's about resistance, equality, nuclear weapons, not learning. I am just one person in a movement whose femininity, power, and resistance will live on.
Are you okay, love?
Day 56.
You can't just quit your job and live here.
And why not?
Because.
Because?
Oh, get out of the way!
Creativity and courage of women.
It warms my heart to be among so many women from all around the world, opening my eyes to other causes.
In a way, Greenham was my university.
Being non-violent don't mean everything will be sweetness and light.
Why? Do you want our children to die?
How long are you going to be here?
Day 89.
Love is love.
Dinner!
Who's in charge here? Anyone?
There's not just one story of Greenham Common. I thought I would have a voice, but all I can do is sit in mud. If the bomb, when? I wouldn't be able to hold their hands. My power to stop it. Finally doing something. Nothing like this before. Would the police be rough?
Anyone.
Women-led initiative. Non-violent. Have to protect ourselves and empower others.
Greenham made me angrier. I know exactly what happens when people go to war, but there is a sense of impotence. Chains, padlocks, bolt cutters.
Greenham will change my life. I just know it.
Everyone got something to offer.
Conflict resolution. Mediation.
Meditation.
Someone has to be. Anyone.
Is like a mountain.
Legends?
You are literally legends.
Yeah.
I've read about you in the paper.
It really happened, you know.
Some of us were there for years.
'Twas a full-time job.
See? That's a protest. A real commitment.
Because that's what it took.
Any idiots can have an opinion. The sad thing is that some idiots think their opinion matters.
Nothing changed, though, did it? Well, none of this standing around waiting for someone to notice us.
Why you gotta wait for them to notice you? You do things for you.
I changed.
Lord knows I changed, too. My husband would argue for the worse, but who needs men, eh?
So much has changed since Greenham.
Not enough. It's not happening fast enough.
I want to do more, but...
If we could use all this energy and do something productive and helpful towards bigger issues going on. But lately, all we do is protest about things that aren't actually an issue.
Changed, right? That's not helping us, is it? Like, it's all well and good that you got your epiphany, but it's all still... Well, it's a bit shit, isn't it? Still. A bit.
That's the thing with your generation. Everything has to be big and bold.
Sure it does. You got to be loud and proud, girl.
Ignore her. Small victories are powerful. That is the core of feminism.
Dear, weren't you allowed of women's groups before agreement?
And that's something. What we did back then allowed you to march here today, you know.
And those that did exist were organised like the male model.
Oh, we were just saying that. Sort of.
We're still not allowed to be angry.
Who says that?
Society.
Do you feel angry?
These women are misguided and brainwashed by the false narrative that the right wants to take away women's rights. So ridiculous. Even Trump has many female executives working for him. Yes, even black ones. I will say, these girls have a catchy tune, though.
Yes!
Hell's yes.
All the damn time!
It's exhausting.
These people don't even know what they're fighting for. Too stupid.
What do you see?
Just heads. Lots of heads.
And some wicked signs.
I see women.
What are they doing?
Sod all right now.
Look again.
Are we doing sod all together?
Right.
What do we want? Justice! When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
It's not sod all. We're standing together.
Solidarity.
It takes courage.
Whatever. It's not like you had it. There's no bulldozers. It's not a real struggle, is it?
Oh, I get you. You don't think it's a fight unless there are fireworks.
Of course not.
Did you ever have a teacher who, instead of shouting at you, got really quiet?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Barker did the whole I'm disappointed in you look.
You could tell he was seeing inside.
How did that make you feel?
Shit. But it kind of made me want to do better.
Well, that's what you want to inspire.
You want bulldozers?
There ain't no bulldozers. But there is apathy, which is much, much worse. That's your fight.
Makes sense.
And you young women, and thousands of young women all over the world are doing something about it.
So we have to make other people care.
And that's all we did back then. We were angry or curious or...
compelled to do something.
We did. And we encouraged other people to join us.
And we're still doing it. Because there's no other option.
You don't just live in a tent for 8 years and then stop caring.
Listen to them. You like me? Got to learn how to channel your rage.
Aren't you tired?
My bones creak.
You don't think this is achieving anything. Fine, go home and write your MP a letter.
No one writes letters anymore.
An email.
Oh, I just tweet mine.
Oh, even better.
Like at least 5 times a day because he's a dickhead who keeps trying. Sorry.
Nobody got all the answers.
You may not believe it, but we don't have all the answers. We don't know everything. We are learning from you.
Honestly, I'm just glad to be out of the house and seeing these beauties again.
It is kind of a fun day out, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah.
Tea!
Never say no to tea.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's to angry women.
Where did that come from?
Oh, I don't know. I just felt it.
I hear ya.
Angry women!
Make noise!
Make noise!
And the line extends all around the Nine Fence. 30,000 women chant, bring the message home. Carry freedom home, yes, nearer home and far away. Carry
To see more of the project, including the actors involved, please visit our website, www.forgottenwomen.co.uk. You can also find exclusive content from our writers and more information on the creatives involved. You can follow us on Twitter at Forgotten Women and on Instagram at Forgotten Women Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We'd really love it if you can rate, review and subscribe to help other people find the podcast.